we're going. We're live-ish. Not as live as last week, but we're live-ish.
Number 27.
On the 27th Reflex Blue Show.
And we're going to welcome back Mr. Ridiculous himself, Steve
The
Gore.
Main man. What's up? Two shows in a row.
I know. I'm stoked about that, guys.
Steve Gore, let's get you a little closer to the mic. Let me bend that. Your will a little bit,
ladies,
keep you up on it. How are we doing today, Donovan?
We're doing pretty good.
We're doing well.
I mean, we made it through the Friday the 13th spectacular.
Yeah, I think I got through that without too many. Okay, this is for people. If you weren't listening, I was on the Design Matters program last week on Friday.
Good. It was good.
It was intimidating as hell. There were a few bits where I ran out of content and still had a minute left.
That's just being a pro.
Thankfully, I was there and dumped about 8 questions on him over commercial.
On the commercial break, it was like, okay, put my hand over the phone, and yes, I did do it over the phone. That's why it sounds like it was a phone call. Put hand over the phone, go, Donovan, I ran out of questions, help! Yeah. And then we got 2 sweet callers that are people that I know that I expected Adam to call. I did not know our man David Cadavy would call in. I thought that was
Adam
really
stole
cool.
My question. He was actually on iChat with me, and he goes, are you listening to this? I'm like, yeah, I'm listening. He's doing a great job. Are you going to call in? Yeah. Do we call in now? He calls in, and then he iChats me just after, and he goes, did I steal your question? Yes.
Snap.
Now, for those who want to listen in, you can go to the Design Matters on iTunes.
Apparently, of this recording, it's not up yet.
Yeah, it might be a little bit delayed.
But there are many other epic, Design Matters.
Subscribe,
and then Debbie calls in. Dude, that was awesome. Debbie calls in to give up the props. She's sitting there listening. That had to do the warm fuzzy thing.
That was a big warm fuzzy. Yeah. Debbie and I had a couple more warm fuzzies after the show.
The warm fuzzies.
Joe Duffy was great. If you don't know, you should. So go to Duffy.com.
He's a pretty gracious dude with the info, man.
Yeah.
Guy seems to have
fantastic,
some talent.
Yeah. Wasn't he?
Yeah.
I was chatting, because one of the things that you do, I was kind of like I chatting with the producer during the show, and about midway through, after we've been talking about a couple of his projects, he goes, because he's a radio producer. He's not a designer.
Gotcha.
He goes, your guest, where can I find his stuff? I said, Duffy.com. Type that in. And then 5 minutes later, I just get back a message. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause
of the Diet Coke logo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the original. Dope. The original, not like the new one.
Yeah. Dope, man. You expect somebody that's that massive in talent and stretch and reach to kind of be off-putting, but he's not.
No, that's the second or third time I've talked to. It's the second interview I've done with him, and the second or third time that I've been able to like hang out and chat. Joe's awesome. Big thanks to Joe Duffy for being so awesome.
Props to Joe for the awesomeness
and just laying down a really great, really great show.
Props to you, man. Again, that was awesome. I was listening, and it was dope.
Thank you. Now everyone knows that I love Anchorman. So that's good too.
And now we got another big event coming up next
week. We do.
Week,
we have
next
more
Friday.
Hot shit happening.
There's heat coming.
Yeah.
Steve will be there. We'll be there.
I'll be there.
Oh,
Justin
there.
Aarons. Mig Reyes, the AIGA National Social Liaison, will be there.
Basically, here's what we need to do about this thing that you're about to talk about in more detail. We just need to tell people that Mig's going to be there, because wherever that dude is what's happening in design at the moment.
He's got some
and
connects.
He's
got
some
connects.
Where, Donovan?
He's going to be at the Nomad.
Word.
February, I think you mean to say February, he's going to be at the Reflex Blue Show 36.1 year anniversary party plus design benefit.
February 28th, 2009 here in Omaha. Check out the website for more information.
Indeed.
Yep. Roll to our Facebook event. Do a search. It'll pop up. If you're not on, if you're on Facebook and you don't know, go ahead and join our Facebook group.
Yeah. If you're not on Facebook, seriously, update from your Walkman.
Mig will be on the next show. So we'll be talking about some social stuff then too. But you'll have to listen 2 weeks. Why wait 2 weeks when you can see him live in a week?
It's true.
Yeah.
It is true.
Why wait?
That should be a good event, man. That's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be the design happening of late February 2009.
So me thinks.
Yeah, if you're anyone, you should be there. That's all I'm gonna say. And the day of that party, Donovan, let's talk a little bit about what we're doing with our special guests.
We have Christine Taylor from Hallmark. We got Justin Aarons from Rule 29 and Steve Hartman from Creativeville.
This is what you call a multinational group of Midwestern American designers.
I love Midwestern designers,
and we're going to be during the day. We're going to be working on a poster that we'll be selling on. Well, we'll be linking to though. The we're not selling directly.
No,
but that'll be given to Life in Abundance.
Nice,
which is a
if you go
charity.
Back,
Justin does a lot of work.
Yeah, if you go back and listen to the Rule 29 Justin Aaron's podcast, we talk about Life in Abundance. In abundance. And we decide that we're going to do a little bit more to help out that charity. They make good things happen in Africa. They make people well. They make villages self-sufficient. And
so I love how Justin gets involved with that stuff. Definitely.
If there was an ambassador for putting your heart into design, it would be Justin Aarons.
Hey, Justin, I love your work. Love what you do. Hate your face.
Hate your face.
Nice. Now, we haven't designed this thing yet. But
No. We gotta it's going to happen all in one day. That's what we're doing.
But we are going to give free props to Nina Paper for helping make this happen.
Yeah, big like ups to Nina. If you're listening to the show right now, if you got a paper order going out, you got a job going to print, do a solid for us, order Nina Paper and tell them that you did.
Excellent.
And then when you get it printed, you want to go to Spark Print Solutions, get it letterpressed. Ooh, they're going to help us out.
Nice. Can we talk about the freaking awesomeness that Spark is dropping on this project?
Yeah, they say they're going to do up to 5-color letterpress on this for us.
Whoa, are you serious?
They're going to do 5
color letterpress. Because if someone says we'll do up to, you just take it all.
Yeah, you just say yes.
Well, I had an idea that would work great in one color, but why use one when I can use them all?
So you mean I can add the others?
Yes. My question now is, can you do up to 8? Because if you can. No, the guys at Spark they're amazing.
And it's a small mom pop shop, so they're wonderful to work with.
Yeah, they're super nice. They've been very gracious in working with us so far. If you guys want to have something letterpressed, there's only a few places that are going to do a real quality job for you, and I think Spark is really one of those.
And so you can go to our website. And you can click on, we have links to both Nina Paper and Spark on all of the posts that talk about the party.
Right. The plus design benefit, as we're calling it. So we got these three amazing designers that are coming in. We got, you know, J.A., Steve Hartman, Christine coming up. We're going to put them in a room with us, sadly, for a whole day.
And we might just go out in the hallway and hang out with Migs.
We got giant paper.
You better off. Let's be honest.
Do it.
We're going to say, all right. You have from now till it's time to party to make something happen. And that is going to be, you know, their creative exercise, our creative fun. And, you know, I know going into it with, you know, with that level of talent, with that level of heart in the room, that whatever comes out of it is just going to be just beautiful. And then it's going to go, you know, all the sales of it are 100% of it's going to benefit a really great cause.
No doubt.
So we're feeling really good about that. Legit. That's going on. Come to the party February 28th, Omaha, Nebraska. Yeah. Give us a shout. We want to see you there. You going to drive in? Do it. We got people driving in.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
We got people taking trains in.
Trains, planes and automobiles.
Actually, technically, yeah, we do have. We have our guests
all
coming
of
in.
Those.
They're coming in always.
Trains, planes and automobiles, baby.
Okay, well, next we want to talk about something pretty exciting, and you might want to brace yourself on this one.
I am braced.
All right, so I've been sitting on this, literally. It's in my back pocket. It's folded up because I printed this out. Steve has not seen...
I've been avoiding it on purpose.
The new Kraft logo.
Did you know we were going to talk about it today?
I had no idea.
You just didn't want to see it.
Man, after what Pepsi's been putting in my head
now, this
through
is on,
lately...
This was on brand new.
It's on the Kraft corporate website.
I'm surprised I didn't see it. If it was on brand new, I didn't bump into it.
What Armin says on this is that one of the largest food and beverage companies in the world unveiled a new corporate logo. I emphasized early that the change applies only at the corporate level, so you're not going to see this on the front of your cheese packet.
Right. Now, do you guys recall the Coca-Cola, if I can have an aside here, the Coca-Cola did this similar thing about 2 or 3 years ago with the droplets and the multiple colors and the beautifulness, and people are like, I don't understand what this is. Right. There's, you know, a corporate corporation, gotcha. If you will. Yeah.
What it matters
has
is
their own logo.
The
and
holding
then
company.
You understand
the front showing face.
I learned this. I learned this when I used to work for the man. Is that
I worked for him too?
The
what are you
man.
Talking about? You're a white guy over 30. You're the man now.
All right. Nice.
Didn't know that.
But part of being
you
the man.
You don't even have a lot of hair. You're like more the man than I am.
Okay. Well, part of the man of being
the man
is you can't have the same logo on your business card as your workers.
It's true.
So that's why you make a corporate logo, so that your business card looks more important than theirs.
Right. I worked for the man, and the big guys at the man had gold foil logos, and us peons had
now,
regular
Now, Steve
ones.
Has not
do,
seen this
you
yet.
You do work for Donovan?
I do.
Steve has not seen this yet. So, okay. Steve, imagine when the man hands you this card, okay. and they have this brand new Kraft Foods logo.
Make today delicious, Steve. Yeah.
Dude, is that marker? Is that like felt tip or what?
Dude, I think that's marker felt.
It is. No, it's either marker felt or it's like architecture or something.
Ooh,
no,
they probably, I didn't read the post.
They probably created a knockoff of marker felt original just for it.
That's like marker felt italic.
Dude,
is
that's
what that is.
Horrid.
Can we have Armin just Armin call in because I know you listen to the show.
Oh my!
But yeah, just tell us what typeface this is. This is it doesn't
now,
actually
again,
go into that.
Again, I'm all for taking a look at, you know, revamping, redesigning, revisiting, if you will,
right.
if need be. But if it's not broke, don't fix it. I don't think there's a whole lot wrong with the.
Let me
the
do this with
crack.
My hands. Let me do that.
Now he's covering up everything but the words Kraft Foods.
I'm covering
so
everything up. Actually, let me just cover up everything but that Kraft. How do you feel about that?
It's doable. I mean,
I like it. It's nice.
It's good typography. I don't know that all automatically constitutes a good logo. You know
let
what
me,
I mean?
Let
now,
me
see,
throw
this
it out
is
there.
This is supposed to, now this red swoosh, that's like a smile.
Oh, is that what that is?
Because
it's like
delicious.
The Pepsi logo. It's not a swoosh anymore, Steve.
It's
a
not,
smile.
It's not. You know, we should all start doing Millennium Smiles.
Yes.
Millennium Smiles.
Steve at the cutting edge.
All around. Millennium Smiles. Bring the swoosh back. Call it a smile, people. Put it in lots of your
work.
Well,
if it goes too far, it might be a frown. You got it. There's
That's
a
true.
Pretty specific shape.
Now, this is, now we just got Steve's initial impression. Me, you know, when I looked at it first, I had similar. And now I look at it again, it's not getting any better. Some things,
the
you know,
marker
think,
felt,
no, it's
the
actually,
marker felt is killing me or whatever that. I really do think it's marker felt. Either that or some form of architectural handwriting.
Tecton.
It might
yeah,
be
yeah,
tecton. It might be tecton.
But they put a skew on it.
Let's put it out there. Let's put it out there. Okay, audience question. We know you guys are solid on this. Every time we put one out there, we get like 5 responses from people much more intelligent about this stuff than we are. Name the typeface that Make Today Delicious is set in.
I'm gonna
because I guarantee you that's typeset. That's
I'm gonna
not
put
a custom
mine in.
Job.
No, that's not. I'm gonna
the
put
Kraft
mine
Foods
in
is probably
for
custom.
I'm gonna put mine in for Tecton.
Tecton italic. I'm gonna
that's
say.
Really close to something else itself. It might be altered a little bit, which
the,
I'm sure
the,
they do for corporate.
The larger Kraft
the man.
Type.
The man isn't gonna use.
I'd love.
Gonna,
let
you
me
know,
say
they,
about
they
this. I'd love to set a newsletter headline in that typeface. Sure.
Like I said, it's good typography.
It's yummy.
It's good typography.
The symbol, I call that the vomit comet.
The vomit.
If you read,
Technicolor yawn.
If you read One Point Rule, you're gonna hear that joke again in a week.
Wow.
Nice.
You're gonna read that one more time. But
I guess this whole rash of rebranding yourself and scaling, and it always seems to be scaling down, which I'm all for. I don't think. Logos need to be gaudy or overly done, but still. All
right, let's talk Gatorade.
All right, so we're done with Kraft Foods then. Is Gatorade a Kraft Foods product?
No, I think
they're
Gatorade's
owned by
a
Pepsi.
Pepsi product.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Now,
I didn't
Pepsi
think either
have,
of you would
now,
actually
Pepsi
know
has
that.
Their new logo.
Right out there.
Does the corporate have another? Because, I mean, the man doesn't want to carry the cards of his employees.
Pepsi does not F with that S, okay? Pepsi just has the Pepsi logo, and if they're...
Or
if
their
they,
business
if they're,
cards.
If they're going down the goddamn toilet, they're going down as an entire company.
Or is the business cards just they take a marker and they just write their name on the can?
Well, what they do is
they have white cans at Pepsi Central.
They have
make your own damn can.
They have Coca-Cola business cards. They scratch it out with a Sharpie and write in Pepsi,
yeah.
So that they can look more important.
Yeah, the swishes are getting. Oh wait. The smiles are getting dangerously close.
And
at
but
least
did,
Coke is still a wave.
And didn't Coke have a Coke and a smile before Pepsi came along with this crap?
Oh, they did have a Coke and a smile.
So really, Pepsi's still chasing Coke.
Okay.
They always will be.
But what they're doing here with Gatorade,
Yeah, no, we got to talk
taking,
about this.
They're not taking the name or sports drink or anything. They're just taking a whole letter out of the alphabet. You can't use the word G now. They're going
to
take it.
They're trying to own
honestly,
G.
Honestly, they are doing some redemption stuff with it lately.
Now, we talked about the Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, the Super Bowl
ad. It was good and bad about it.
It wasn't good. It sucked balls.
And I've seen the original bulletin, the billboards and stuff we saw driving back from like Fort Smith.
Driving back from Arkansas,
G.
We saw them, and it was just like...
My initial thought was like, you do this because you have so much money in ad placement, and if you're working in marketing, you're like, well, if we get them to buy a bunch of billboards, they're going to have to replace them, and then we'll make more money.
Yeah, seriously, right. And if you look at the Georgetown G, I thought that's what it was. I've said that many times before.
Right.
But, target audience aside, the Super Bowl commercial sucked.
It did. It blew.
It was aimed squarely at their target, but as a Super Bowl commercial, I think it was lackluster.
And I still hate the totally temp music. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Hate it. It's not music.
Sounds like an integral scene from Wicker Park or something.
Yeah. And we got to talk, and I'm going to shout out our man Rob, who was on Super Bowl show with us last week.
Yeah,
Rob.
Because he tweeted you, Steve.
He tweeted me the long one, man.
I pulled a ridiculous and piggybacked on you.
I saw it.
Just kidding.
Oh, you got me with the J-A.
And
Ja Rule 29, hate your face.
So I piggybacked on his tweet to you and checked out.
It was dope.
I want to call it the Gatorade, but it's the G.
It's the G, man. It's the quest for G.
The quest for G, like Holy Grail, Monty Python ripoff.
Full on done from head to toe.
Ripoff is a bad word. Reimagining.
I would say reimagining with a tad bit of collaboration. Because
and
we
since
do
then,
think
I've seen, I've seen like a, I saw the last half of either a 30-second or 1 minute television commercial. And then he sends you the website to go see the 10-minute one.
Handsome Rob sent me the 10-minute one.
Yeah,
I had seen the short one that night watching some basketball, but then Rob just after that hit me up with the rest, and it was hilarious.
Man, you got Kareem?
Kareem is
throwing basketballs,
and he plays the character of Tim.
Yeah, he plays Tim.
You know, and the goat is doing the talking.
Tell me about the goat. Because that didn't make any sense to me, but it was hilarious.
Dude, the goat came out of nowhere. I don't know why Kareem is not talking. But the goat is doing all the talking for her.
What I think that is like...
Oh, you know what it is?
Oh, okay.
It's the goat. He's the greatest of all time.
Oh! God damn it, you just blew my mind.
Dude, that's all I can think of is if it's a goat and Kareem was the wizard.
Oh.
He's the greatest of all time.
But that's Jordan doing the Game 7 voice at the end, right?
Yeah. Jordan was doing the Game 7 voice. I love the Game 7 scare.
Yeah. Oh, I can take that.
You know you have a good brand when you can get Jordan to just do the voiceover.
Just
not
on
actually
a puppy
be in the
at
thing.
The end.
On the burnt puppy.
Yeah, on the burnt puppy.
That KG did a jump shot with into the doggy dish.
Nice.
Game 7.
Oh.
Yeah.
That whole thing was so huge. And I was telling Steve and I were just, we were talking about it, but trying not to talk about it before the show so we don't. So we're going to ruin it. Like, so we didn't have our greatest of all time moment.
Right.
Before.
Off the mic.
Oh, I was going to say that I think maybe the other reason they had him coming
out of
it was
maybe. What was that giant dancing head?
We'll talk about the giant head.
We'll talk about that, dude. That's awesome, too.
Oh, was that maybe Kareem just couldn't do the voice? Because Tim's got a voice.
Oh, Tim did have the voice.
And that Kareem probably couldn't pull it off.
Right,
he's not a performer. I mean, he was a performer.
Yeah,
but not
like, yeah, the last good thing he did was, you know, getting whooped on by Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
Way
And he was rad in that.
He was
Game
dope.
Of Death.
He was dope in that.
Goodness.
He was dope in that.
But, so yeah, you're talking about Usain's giant, his ego.
I love that they got him to play the part of having an ego that was large enough to have its own body.
Yeah.
Like, he totally
didn't really head to it. Had his feet.
Yeah.
But sure. I love how it's his pet ego, and it started out small, and then like one of those little cartoon cutaways, you see it start getting bigger, and I'm like, oh my God, his ego's getting bigger. He's getting a big head.
And
I love it.
I love that he had to ditch the ego by throwing away the medal.
Mm.
and the ego wanted the medal so bad it had to go fetch it.
And he drowns it. It's like, you can't, it's not like, go away, Sam.
No.
You have to die. Jump overboard and good luck with
I
the
love
fishes.
It. They were trying to teach kids lessons.
Yeah.
KG tells him he's got to get rid of the ego, and Usain goes, but I need it.
KG tells him you got to put on your shades and do a dance-off.
Oh, dude, the dance-off with the Jabberwockies was dope.
The only way that could have been better is if their limbs just started flying off, which I gotta say, honestly, I was waiting for.
I was waiting for that.
They bust a move, acrobat girl comes out, does some splits, and then the just legs just go pow and just fly off. But
the little details in the thing were great too. Jimmy Johnson was the race car driver.
Yeah.
Did you realize that the shield to his knight's helmet was the front of a NASCAR helmet?
Yes, I did. I caught that about halfway through.
Yeah, it
was good times. Now we awesome. Should. Now, honestly, now I want to like be able to tell people more about this. Donovan or Steve, where can people go to see this?
They can YouTube it, and it'll strike up tons. They can also go to
Quest for G.
They can go to Quest for G.
Yep.
Or if you want to go directly to YouTube, I say go to Quest for G so you can see the site, because they really did hitch their wagon to Monty Python in a complete way.
Yeah, no, it's like a full embrace it's a production. Of the source material.
Did they have the people from Monty Python help with it?
They had to have. That's the
they had to have gotten a buyout.
I wish that we could answer for people. Right?
Hey, could somebody just chime in on the comments and tell us? Did either somebody from Monty Python help, or did they get a buyout?
Steve, you can break this tie.
Should we wait for comments, or should we take a break in the show and find out and tell people?
That's a good one. Let's find out and then see if our answer matches the people.
Well, okay.
Yeah, let's find out.
We're going to find out. Break it.
This is a musical interlude.
Are we recording this again? Or are we really doing it?
This is a musical interlude.
Okay, our answer is we don't know.
We honestly gave as much time as we can give to that search.
It was a gallant try.
TBWA.
Yeah. So if anyone's listening, you work for the agency, you worked on the thing, you know, please let us know.
Yeah, or if you just know, were Monty Python guys involved in the creation, or did you just license that? Because like we were saying during the non-music break there, like they had intellectual property.
Yeah, the music was the same. The costumes were great. I mean, it was a full reappropriation of the whole story.
Mm-hmm. And I love it's not, there are so many great things being done this day that are not made for TV, they're made for the web.
Right.
The LeBron James and the girl from the Pussycat Doll video.
The Kobe Bryant ankle insurance one. The
best thing I'd ever seen was the ankle insurance stuff that our boy
Caleb Jensen.
Caleb Jensen. What up, he worked Caleb? On that.
And don't forget, and most important of all is the 6 minute How to Be a Freelance Designer by 36 Point.
That was awesome.
Well, I was just gonna put it as a dude that just did my first little directing thing and working with you guys and concepting that, and Donovan was a huge help in like scripting and like what are we gonna do and plotting the whole thing out.
Nice.
And you can go to 36point.com to see that, or YouTube the 36 Point channel.
As a group of people here that just went through the experience of like making a fun little video for the hell of it, like I have so much respect for those videos because it's not for broadcast.
Mm-mm.
They're 2 and 3 minutes long, they're 10 minutes long. You know, and that wouldn't, you know, we just said like that thing, the G thing would only, I almost called it the G spot. would only work, it would never work on TV. It would only work as the actual Super Bowl halftime.
Even the commercials that they have out now are a little too short to get involved in the story. Like you do have to go to the website to see more.
I mean, it's goddamn epic, right?
It is epic, man.
And that it's just being done for a medium that is still perceived as new, and that TV, like, hey, frankly, thank you, is being ignored for a medium that allows something like that to happen. Because if that was a minute-long spot, we'd be like, hey, that was cute. And it would have been a TV. It would have been a Super Bowl.
And on top of production.
BMW did this a couple years ago.
Yeah.
BMW
Films.
Yeah. But I don't
that
think
was, that was dope too.
That was the first time God, everyone started flexing.
But I think as the years go on, these things become more and more. So like I didn't watch the BMW ones then, I knew they were on, but
well, not only that, but you look at production costs and then the actual placing of the spot, the cost to do that. It's a win-win situation for them. It's uncensored. it's low cost to get it posted up. So really,
you're just paying for bandwidth.
Yeah, you're just paying for bandwidth and production costs.
I'm going to take a timeout right here for something really important. Then we get back to talking about this. You brought up BMW Films. Okay, if you're listening, you have a BMW Films thing, I want to make you a trade. And by thing, I mean DVD.
Oh,
so
actually, I have one.
You have one?
I think I do.
Okay, you look, and if you
I'll go check it out.
Here's the deal I'm going to make. I have 36-point Reflex Blue Show letterpress prints. I got a Be a Design Cast Nashville poster. And if Donovan's willing to put one up, perhaps another poster that we will send you in trade for your BMW Films DVD. If you're the first to comment and then subsequently mail it to us, we will mail you back goodies.
I don't
because
think
I want one of those things.
I don't think I count because I think you gave me all those things already
as
a gift.
You're but like, I got that.
But I will go search.
Okay.
Because I was on it. And it actually came as a mini DVD.
Oh,
I
want
to say. It
really?
Was a, it was a small one. The one I got was a small one because I was into it, man.
Because I'm huge into that. And I actually looked online.
They had screensavers and everything on this DVD. Mm. Actually, I was working at HDR at the time. Travis Bellinghausen was over there with me.
Yep.
And we used to watch those all the time. They were our screensavers.
Yep. Oh, huge. So I'm putting that out there. We'll send you goodies if you can mail one to 36 Point.
What does this do for me? I don't.
Well, they'll mail it here, won't they?
I guess.
You can snipe
what
it.
Has
you
been established as the official 36 Point. Yeah, so you can snag it. But
snag the mailman.
We'll trade you off in what goodies we have to give. For a copy of an out-of-date DVD that you probably don't want anymore. So
true.
I'm just going to throw that out
true.
And just say, what up? But, god damn, that G-spot
that G
was
okay.
so good.
That
it was so
well,
delicious.
Once again, has your opinion on the Kraft Foods logo changed now that you've seen it for 20 minutes now?
No, I want to karate chop it. If they could get a video of me actually karate chopping it would happen.
Oh, that it's...
Would you just give us a little bit of time to do more? We definitely, after our experience with the How to Be a Designer video, which, again, if you haven't checked out, check it out. We definitely...
Oh, guest stars Stephen Heller, Sam... or Sean Adams and J.A.
Yeah. And the three things that we always wanted to do on 36 Point when we started, we want to do the show, we're doing the show. We want to do the comic, we're doing the comic.
Nice.
We want to do video... We're trying to do more video.
It's a start. It's good.
So
it's a good start, too.
That's where we're getting. Our bar has been set. We will
good
not
start.
Do things less than what we just put out there.
I just realized, looking at the Burger King logo on that fantastic cup there, that is a huge smile.
The Burger King logo, Debbie Millman actually invented the Millennium Smile.
That is a huge
I tried
smile.
To get her to take credit for. She would not. She tried to pass it off to Nike.
Yeah.
No, it's Nike's. I'm like,
No. She take credit for that, Debbie, because now Kraft is copying you.
Yep. All right, Donovan, I'm going to call it good. I just took a huge sigh. We've done a 27-minute show.
That was
almost 28. No. I'm feeling good about it.
We'll catch you guys in 2 weeks with Migs.
Well, let's say it's possible to catch us before 2 weeks from now. Come to Omaha. Drive in. If you're going to drive in,
you let
us know, and we will find a place for you to stay. It'll probably be at Donovan's house.
Nice.
Come on in.
Come through.
1 year anniversary party.
Bring
it's
yourself.
It's going to be the biggest thing happening in design on February 28th.
Bring yourself.
And that's it. It's going to be a good party. It's going to be a good couple shows. We're going to get there. It's going to be rad.
Nice. Thanks All for
right.
having me, guys.
I'm ready to call it good, Donovan. How about you?
Sweet. To send questions or comments to the Reflex Blue Show, please visit 36point.com. The Reflex Blue Show is hosted by Nate Voss and Donovan Beery, music produced by Dust Lab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.